Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That was Craig Breslow on this show yesterday during the Red Sox front office report. And I guess the question for Craig Breslow and for Sam Kennedy and for John Henry is, should Alex Cora stay or should Alex Cora go?
And if I were Cora, the worst part of my job would be the daily conversation with Craig Breslow. That sounds awful. Like, what a total, like... I'm going to say things in a way that makes me sound far more intelligent than I need to be for this conversation.
Well, I heard Jones and Keith talking about this yesterday. The way he answered that, it's not an overwhelming vote of confidence
right.
in Alex Cora.
It's not him yelling from the rooftop, we love Alex Cora, we're never going to do anything. But he says, we are anchored to doing what's best for the organization. We have all the confidence in the world for Alex Cora. Like, it for me, the way he said it was, we are anchored to doing what's best. What's best for the organization is Alex Cora.
Okay, but Alex Cora also, this week, said that he has no idea how to fix what is wrong with this baseball team.
It's on the heels of him saying, I don't know if I'm the person that can fix this. And Craig Breslow is a smart guy, went to Yale. And when Wiggy asked that, the first thing you say, even if it's not the truth, is Alex Cora is the only person I want managing this baseball team. He's the best at what he does. I'm thrilled he's here for 3 years.
I mean, talking to people last night at the Cowbell, we had a great time last night up at Rock Row, and thanks to everybody who came out and hung out for pregame. I was surprised by how many people put this squarely all on Alex Cora and not much of it on the players. I mean, it is it's those guys who are being paid a lot of money who are not able to execute out there. I don't know. Alex Cora is not going to go out and stand next to you at second base and tell you not to throw the ball to home plate.
No, I get that. But then don't say he's a great manager. Because if the team does well, it's the players. If you're going to say, well, the team's not doing well, it shouldn't have anything to do with the manager, then I don't want to hear whether it's Kevin Millar or anybody else go, oh, you know, we just had a caller saying – Alex Cora is a great manager, because if it's really just more about the players, how can you – what's he doing?
So you change – like you get rid of Alex Cora in the next couple of weeks because nothing has gotten better. What changes? It's still the same guys. It's still the same group of guys
right.
who are – you know, 4 games under .500 after adding to the team in the offseason.
But Wiggy's been right on this, and I argued with him last couple of years, because I would say Cora did a great job in the first half. They overachieved. And then Wiggy would say, what happened in the second half? Why are you not? The truth is, Cora is not what I thought he was. He's not this guy that's able to communicate the Devers fiasco when it relates to his ability to manage the clubhouse is entirely his doing. He thought he could do it. He thought the player would buy in. He's obviously a great hitter. He won the power struggle with Breslow in the offseason to get his guy and Bregman in here. And I just,
but see, Wiggy tells you that the Devers thing is no big deal.
But it's not a big deal in terms of the day-to-day impact of the club. I think it's a miscalculation by a guy whose job it is to calculate how things are going to impact the players in that locker room. And that's why I think Breslow says things like, I'm not going to talk about Devers because I don't want to get into private conversations. Breslow's like, get him in the field. This is your deal. You brought in Bregman. You said he could handle it. I'm putting it on you. And that's why Cora is so public and saying he's not having it.
One thing that was very clear to me is Breslow does not like how this is playing out with Devers. He does not like how Devers has handled the situation, because Curtis asked him, I believe, about that point blank. And he said, I think it would be better if I just kept that to myself.
Which, like, is never something positive.
Right.
Right. Right.
If he said, yeah, Devers should be able to say whatever he wants.
Right. How do I look at the stress, honey? I'd like to keep that to myself.
Yeah.
And then Breslow said, it must have been the last week when he talked about Cora's duties and the things that he does, and you know, being able to communicate with the players and getting the players to buy in, and there's a lot that he has to do with that element of it. And the Devers thing, because we always circle back to it, the Devers situation is, yes, I put some of it on Devers' plate. I'm not completely exonerating him. But you, as the manager, need to get ahead of this, so then it's not a persisting problem that's going on
but
constantly.
If you make a change, the new guy is still going to have to deal with the overreaching analytic control of Craig Breslow and everybody else, and all the rest of the nerds in that organization. And so,
right, but see, I think a little bit of that is cap. Because, you can't tell me that Cora is viewed by John Henry and ownership as their guy that they love, that they're willing to go to bat for, and then tell me that Breslow is the one pulling all the strings.
Craig Breslow told you that essentially on this show a couple weeks ago. Talked about the analytics and talked about you. I think you asked him about Garrett Crochet and why he's getting yanked after 85 pitches. And his answer was, am I wrong about that, Curtis? It was about the analytics.
Right, but I'm saying Cora buys into that. Right. Like, I don't think Cora is there, because Cora has enough respect as a manager, I would think, that he would be able to say to Breslow, who's been here, 2 years, to go, hey, if Crochet's dealing the way I like him to be dealing, I'm keeping him in the game. And Breslow say to Cora, no.
Yeah,
and Cora go, okay, put his hands in his pocket and go, hey, Garrett, I can't do nothing about it because of them. There's no way you could tell me he's one of the best managers in baseball. He's been around. He's helped you win a World Series.
He was a player.
Do you think Alex
and
Cora,
he's been neutered.
Do you think Alex Cora do you think he wanted to start the season with Christian Campbell at second base?
Yeah, because he won the competition.
I don't.
Who did he want to start it with?
Do you think Alex Cora wants Roman Anthony in Fenway?
I heard Alex Cora on this. I'm telling you. I heard him on this. Yes, I heard him on this.
I agree. He wants him here and he's not here.
No, I heard him on this station talking about he and the afternoon show, and I think it was Fitzy who asked him, where he's not rushing Roman Anthony to get up here.
I'm asking you, if Alex Cora was in charge, would Roman Anthony be on the Red Sox today in Yankee Stadium?
Yes.
Well, you won't say yes.
No, I'm not.
Because I do think. I do think he's in charge, but I think in that particular situation, he's being told, no, we're not ready to bring him up because of finances. Now, I'm
not buying
because I'm not buying that Alex Cora doesn't think that Roman Anthony is ready to come play at Fenway.
The single best buy-off of anybody in the history of America was the bag of merch that we got.
It has nothing to do with the merch. You guys are the ones who told me that they love Cora.
Yeah.
That they'll choose Cora over Breslow, that they've chose Cora over Heim Bloom.
Here's why Cora's here.
You can't tell me that and then go, Cora goes, I want Roman Anthony up here, and they go, no.
Wiggy, two things. One, Alex Cora's here because when he signed last All-Star break,
yep,
all of Red Sox Nation said, okay, if Cora's buying in, I'm on board. This means there's a shift in philosophy. He legitimized the operation that John Henry was running. And he didn't want to move. Greg noted it's tough to move. It's a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
$7 million a year
yep.
for 3 years. Stay
yep.
here. His daughter's in college. All the things we already know. Cora accepts the analytics, accepts the input of the organization with Driveline and all that other mm-hmm. nonsense. So he can be paid, and he was given power to bring in a guy like Bregman. There's been a push and pull. It's not entirely one way or the other.
Right.
But Cora, at 85 pitches, took out Crochet, not because he thought that was the right thing to do, but because it's the organizational philosophy that he's getting paid to enact.
But see, that's where you and I disagree, because I think that Cora also buys into the 85 pitches because of the wear and tear, the health situation that he talks about. He talked about on the afternoon show about the training staff and all the other things, that it's just more than, you know, we're looking at this one particular start for him. We're trying to make sure he's able to start multiple games. I don't know why all of a sudden Cora goes from the best coach. And Courtney brought up a great point. Why would you re-sign or do an extension if you knew that they were going to neuter you and you had no power whatsoever?
I just don't think firing Alex Cora changes much. I don't think it helps those guys hit the ball with the runner in scoring position. I don't think it stops the error train. I mean, they're at the top of the league again when it comes to errors, where they've been for forever.
And you brought it up, and it was a great question, Greg. Not to toot your horn here.
Thank you, Curtis.
But you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
The question about runners in scoring position and not hitting and getting, you know, and how Breslow was so defensive. He's like, well, yeah, Driveline just certainly does not tell you to not put the ball in play on these hypothetical situations. It's like, okay, jackass. Yeah, I'm kidding, not really. Like, why does it keep happening? Why do you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result? Why is there no talk of Fatsy, whatever the bad guy, couldn't tell you who he is. The team can't hit. They have like six games where they score 20 runs, and every other game they score two. Like, it's bizarre that would defend that approach.
Then it would be, because, Greg, you said, what does it change by firing Cora? I think what it changes is the working relationship between Breslow, the GM, and whoever the new manager is that Breslow hires.
He didn't hire Cora.
Remember, Cora was something. That's why I said they went above Breslow ownership and said, we're bringing Cora back, and there's no way Cora signs off on that without having enough juice and enough pull to say, here's what I want to do with my baseball club. You get me the guys, but when it comes to on-the-field stuff, I'll take the analytics into consideration, but here's what we're going to do. And there's no way you can't tell me that Cora doesn't have that type of power to do that.
Yeah, I just think he got money, and he got the ability to have some say in the front office. And he's being told to operate this way.
So then if that's the case, then Cora don't want to be here.
He doesn't appear to it to me. He doesn't seem happy this year.
Did he sound like on Wednesday when he was basically giving up that he...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That he wanted to be here. He doesn't sound like he wants
well,
to be here.
Well, then I guess
at times he does.
I guess we ask Breslow next week. Thursday.
He sounded that way last year, too, at points, though. We're like, there's no way he's going to sign an extension.
But in spring training, he didn't sound that way.
Nope.
He sounded totally different.
Nope.
He sounded upbeat, optimistic. I bought into it.
Yeah. All right. I think there are a lot of Red Sox fans who want Alex Cora gone. At least that was the general mood last night when talking to people.
You can't – because any other coach that would have gone – this is going on what year number four, where they're finishing and potentially could be finishing in last place. What's up, right?
Yeah.
So
21 was the last time they were in the playoffs. So that's 4 years ago,
right?
And they've finished last or third place in the division since,
right? Yep. So any other?
And by the way, they were before 21. They were also in last place,
right? Any other coach?
Their manager was asleep.
But. Any other coach that? Whether it was
why you always take shots at Ron Renicky, very nice man.
I literally we're here on a beach. All I can think about is Weekend at Bernie's. Whenever I see that guy,
Ron Renicky. I don't know if you noticed, he's out there now on the beach with a metal detector, trying to see what he can find.
No, that was Ken.
Oh, that
trying
was Ken.
To get our per diem.
Yeah, but what we?
No, I was gonna say any other coach would have already been fired. Any other coach, but the relationship between Henry and ownership and Cora has kind of given him a lengthy leash because
that is true. He got a massive raise,
right? Any other coach, other coach, we would be calling for their head, and that we would be like, this guy's not one of the better coaches in their sport. If they had finished either in last place or second in last place, he got a raise. And a part of that, it seems like, because of the relationship that he has with ownership.
I think it's because they are acknowledging internally that it's not so great what they have given him, what they've dealt him to get card-wise to deal with roster-wise on this team the last four or five
years. So then how are you above 500 in the first half of the season with the same roster?
I'm just saying what they look at it and go, all right, we traded Mookie Betts. How did that work? We couldn't re-sign Xander Bogaerts. How did that work for us? Like, I think there's some built-in passes there that they probably, hopefully, put on themselves.
I do, though. I cannot wait for the end-of-year stories about how much they all couldn't get along, because those are going to come. It's going to be the Breslow-Cora sides will be very interesting.
And that's why I think they should properly move on, because clearly they can't work together.
He doesn't seem like it's – I don't think Alex Cora views this as his problem, so he's not hell-bent on fixing it. Like,
so he's just there in cruise control.
I mean, he got, you know, $7 million. That's like Greg money.
By the way, you basically have it set that they don't get along. I don't know that that's a fact.
I think they get along, and if they don't get along, then that's an Alex Cora thing, because he didn't get along with Heim Bloom either.
Well, I don't know if they don't get along, but I think that if you're telling me Breslow is basically cutting Cora off at the knee.
Well, he told you that.
No, Breslow said, he also said yesterday is that, yeah, I bring the guys in and I'll have final say in that, but Alex does the baseball stuff.
Okay, no BS. I need your first reaction. You are Alex Cora right now. Your phone's buzzing. You look at it. It says Breslow. What is your first reaction?
I think they're fine.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm just like,
I'm sending a voicemail.
Yeah. Sorry, can't talk right now. Yeah.
So I don't know, but it doesn't, based off of like the.
You think Cora has a lot of thought partners?
No. But based off the information. All right. So I'd ask the question. Based off the information that we have just from the way that they talk and what we know.
Right.
Maybe they might like each other, but do you think they're on the same page?
No, I don't think they are. I think Alex Cora would like to manage like a guy who played in the league and can make a human decision every
right.
so
right.
based on and I don't think he's allowed to. So, I really
so,
don't.
And if
without
he's
a
not,
baseball guy I, quoting
I,
Plato.
I, and yeah, if I, he's not, I would think that just human nature tells me that he must have some disdain, disapproval
for Breslow.
For Breslow.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, was there anything important news-wise that we had left? Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. No, not really.
Okay.
Tom Cruise continues to be annoying, but he set a Guinness World Record for the most burning parachute jumps by an individual. Like, give me a break.
You hate
Hard out.
You hate
he just doesn't
Cruise.
Do it for me. Well, it's probably the Scientology aspect of it, but...
That's pretty cool. It's a Guinness...
That he's a Scientologist?
No. The Guinness Book of World... The Guinness Book of World Records for the most burning parachute jumps.
Yeah. I don't know why he's trying to kill himself every day.
What could we have at a road show that would be our Guinness Book of World
Records? I just saw the most kisses in a minute.
Okay, Courtney. Let's calm down.
No, worm.
I'd love to see those people.
Worm. No, don't even think about it.
Yeah.
We could get the Biddeford DPW down here.
No, I'm good. I wasn't saying me kissing.
Oh, okay.
I'm married.
How long can he hold his hand on one said breast for?
Jesus.
48 hours nonstop.
What about most red snappers in an hour?
Ooh.
We need Shime for
who's
going
to pull that one? Yeah, Shime's going to. He's the glizzy gobbler.
Is Wiggy going to get, let me question the audience. Will Wiggy get a red snapper before the end of the show or not? Yes, yes or not? Yes?
I like it grilled you're bringing it.
And Curtis and I were looking for the best bagel around.
Yes.
Somebody could let us know next break.
I need
break.
A bagel. God, am I hungry.
We want to order that.
I don't know. I think bad ideas only. What could we have as a Guinness Book of World Records?
This is Eric. Eric, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, gang. First, I was a camp counselor at Camp Casco in, I think, Casco, Maine. It was Camp Cedar back in 1987, and it was one of the best experiences of my life. The Hackett family does a great job at that camp, and it was a great time for college. So it's great that you guys are up there.
We love Maine. We love you guys, and they love you, Eric. You guys,
wake
up out there. You can do better than that. Make some noise.
Sorry for the baseball talk.
Thank you. There's Al from Everett. Al from Everett's here. What's up, Eric?
Yeah, just briefly, I still put a lot of this on Breslow and the analytics. But the other thing is we keep talking about this team. They're not as good as we think they are. Abreu are good ball players. Devers is a good hitter. What else do we have? We have Abraham Toro starting every day at first or third. We have two rookies at key positions. And then we have Trevor Story, who's still dragging around, the dead weight of my former wife. So, I can say that. She's not listening. She doesn't listen to me when we were married. She doesn't listen to me now.
All right.
Get it out.
Yep.
Let it all out.
Thank you. I'm like Principal Dave.
Maybe you're right. All right. Maybe we were lulled into a false sense of excitement when it came to signing Crochet and Alex.
I was a loser that bought into the hype. It was just a certain je ne sais quoi. The team felt happy. They were talented, and they suck.
Eric, thank you. We are at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach, Maine. It's roadshow number 4, 1 week from today. We will be in Wellfleet on the Cape at the Beachcomber for roadshow number 5. And you can check out the full roadshow season schedule on our Instagram.
Yep.
The Greg Hill Show.
WEEI.
The Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Hopefully we will get to see you at one of the roadshows. We got a bunch of them left all the way up until we finish the season on Lake Winnipesaukee at the Dive. And can't wait for that. Roadshows are brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England. By Harbor One Bank, they know your business like nobody's business. By Absolute Ocean Spray Vodka Cranberry Sparkling Cocktails, because some collaborations are just destined to be, born to mix. And by Land Rover Norwood, where everything is different. And this show today brought to you locally by the Portland Sea Dogs, by Town Fair Tire, by Bath Golf Club, by the Father's Day Pro Boxing Classic, by Lee Auto Malls, Gridiron Sports Pub, and Town and Country Federal Credit Union. We will wrap up the week in sports with Acrobatic and the weekly wrap-up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.